This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Today on CityCast Philly. Since the early 90s, Philly's art scene has been hosting a monthly event known as First Fridays. That's when art lovers gather in Old City for late night exhibits and free wine. And over the years, First Fridays have expanded to other neighborhoods, but continue to highlight Philly creatives. So to help me figure out how to make the most of this monthly event, I'm talking with a local art insider about the galleries and deals you should know. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Trinina Ree, and here's what Philly's talking about. Chelsea Lester, Philadelphia-based curator, educator, and visual artist. Thanks for coming on CityCast Philly.
Thank you for having me.
Chelsea, I know Old City is kind of the birthplace of First Friday. So why are First Fridays so special to Philly?
Ooh, First Fridays are so special to Philly because of Philly's underground art scene and emerging art scene. We have so many art collectives, like we have Vox Populi, but we also have so many major museums like the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Barn. So that connection between, you know, grassroots artists run spaces and also some of the best art institutions and museums in the country creates these like thriving art communities in our city.
Yeah. Can you tell me what First Friday means to you? A favorite memory or show?
Ooh, so I started to go to First Friday when I moved to Philly in 2015 to go to Temple University, Tyler School of Art.
Okay, TU.
Yes. So when I first got here, I was studying at Tyler and I was hearing about First Friday in Philly and I was going to Old City. And I remember there were so many vendors and artists selling, you know, prints and different items. And there was live music in the streets and all the galleries were open with like wine and snacks. And that was really my introduction to First Friday in Philadelphia.
Nice. So like I mentioned in the intro, everyone celebrates First Friday now all over the city. So there are so many events to choose from. So Chelsea, I want to know, how do you make the most of all the offerings and deals? Let's start with what galleries actually participate in First Friday events.
Yes. When it comes to making the most out of it, I would definitely say pick a neighborhood. If you try to drive around the city and find parking or walk around the city on a Friday night, it's going to be too much. So I would pick one area, spend the whole night there. If there's anything within a 20-minute walking distance, hit that. So if you wanted to do Center City and do the, you know, the museums, I would definitely do the Philadelphia Museum of Art. They have Pay As You Wish Fridays every Friday. So they always have a First Friday. The Barnes Foundation always has a First Friday with like good live music and food. The Rodin Museum, they have First Fridays sometimes when the, you know, the weather's warm in the spring or summer. So I would say if you want to be in that, you know, Center City Museum District, definitely hit those. Sometimes the art schools will have First Fridays for their, you know, MFA shows, BFA shows.
How about First Friday in North Philly?
If you wanted to go closer to North Philly, but still Center City, I would definitely do Vox Populi and all the galleries in that building. So like Grizzly Glizzly or Blah Blah Gallery, I would definitely do that. They also have open studios on First Friday where people, you know, will allow you into their studio, let you see their studio practice. They have different shops. So people are selling clothes. People, there's so many different types of, you know, shops and stores and galleries. And there's music and drinks and food and performances. You can spend the whole night there. You don't even have to go anywhere else. If you wanted to do West Philly, the Institute of Contemporary Art, they have great openings, not always on First Friday, but they have the best food. They have open bar, usually wine, but they have amazing art. It's always crowded, full of amazing curators, full of great artists, like that's a great networking event. Cherry Street Pier, they have First Fridays too. They have an art residency where they have artists work in their space and have studios. So usually on First Friday, all those artists will open up their galleries, their spaces, and let people come in and, you know, see their art.
I love Cherry Street Pier. Just with the container, the shipping containers that are converted into gallery studio spaces. I love that.
Yeah, it's the best. Paradigm and Old City, they have a really great First Friday. I feel like First Friday has really shifted all over the city, where Old City isn't always the hub anymore, but Paradigm is definitely bringing that back, where they have a new building with five incredible floors. They use three of it for gallery space. So you could also spend the entire night there. There's so many spots.
Now, I know you've been sharing places where we can see art, but what if I'm interested in seeing a performance on First Friday?
If you want to see performances on First Friday, I would definitely go to the museum. So the Philadelphia Museum of Art, they'll sometimes have live music. The Barnes Foundation, they almost always have a performer and live music. So if you want that, you know, classic live music situation with like a ton of food or performers or dancers, definitely the Barnes or the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Nice. More on how to make the most of First Fridays after the break. This is CityCast Philly. Are there any First Friday deals or discounts I should be aware of?
Absolutely. So aside from most galleries always being free and welcoming during, you know, normal gallery hours and First Fridays, a lot of the museums that are a little bit more expensive in Philadelphia are usually pay as you wish, or they're free to enter. Like the Philadelphia Museum of Art is pay as you wish on the First Fridays, or the Barnes Foundation is discounted. But yeah, you can really just walk around to most galleries. You can walk around and get pretty much free drinks, and all the spaces are free too.
Now, First Fridays is a time to celebrate our local artists. So what do I do if I'm interested in buying their art?
If you're interested in buying art, always look for the curator. They're going to be the best person to talk to about the finance part of the work and be able to tell you the pricing of everything. Not all galleries have a price list out. A lot of people will have the labels in a private price list or a price list that will be kind of floating around the room. If the artist is there, always talk to them. If you don't see something specific that you like at the gallery, but you love the artist, you love what they stand for, you love their work, you can always set up a studio visit with them and see the rest of their work.
Oh, interesting.
That's one of the best parts of my career as a curator, is that, you know, I can make these connections at First Friday, and then I can follow all their shows. I can travel to see their work. I can go to their studio. I can really build that relationship. So then when I do collect the piece, it feels like I'm bringing something, you know, really special from someone I care about and someone's practice I care about into my life. We all know that art can be expensive. So building that relationship with artists and curators really helps people understand the pricing behind, you know, the work and the pieces that you see on First Friday.
Awesome. Do you have any other pro tips for navigating all of these events, or any etiquette to be aware of?
This might be a contradiction to a lot of people's belief about First Friday, but do not drink up all the wine. Definitely, you know, enjoy yourself, have a good time, have a glass or two. But a lot of galleries will actually cut back on serving wine if people are getting dangerously intoxicated, because it's a liability and it's dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely enjoy yourself, but also plan to go to a bar after First Friday is done. If you want to, you know, take it there.
Continue your night. Yes.
Yes.
Now, you did tell me about the tip about kind of really planning your night because of parking and, you know, driving around the city. So when should I start my night during First Friday?
Ooh. So most First Fridays will be open from 6 to 9. So I would, you know, leave work, go to happy hour, eat something, and then start at 6 and go all the way until 9. You can hit as many spots as you want within that time frame, but most will usually end at 9 and you can continue your night.
I do remember you giving like the tip, pick a neighborhood.
Yes.
So how many galleries can you realistically see in a night?
I would say between 1 and 5.
That's a range.
If you want to spend time meeting with artists, meeting with curators, looking at each work, networking, connecting with people, I would stay at one space. If you want to see as much art as you can, you know, meet, maybe shake hands with an artist really quickly, but see as much art as you can, I would aim for 3 or 4. If you don't want to talk to anybody and you just want to see the work and you just want to, you know, breeze through without too much chit chat, I think you could hit 5. So it really depends on the experience that you want. Personally, I usually do about 1 or 2 galleries. That's also because I'm a curator and artist and I'm always chatting with people and know, you know, the people that are in the space. But there's a wide range. I think 5 is probably the cutoff, though. If you go to spaces like Vox Populi and that building where there's so many different galleries, you can hit all of them. And that's, you can easily hit 5 galleries. So really it depends on what your goal is, what your mission is, and, you know, how much you want to connect and how much you want to focus on the work.
Nice. Any events that you have coming up that you want to share, or are you showing anything?
Yes. So right now I have work at City Hall, which is a part of the Refocus art movement. So 50 years ago, a group of artists at Moore College of Art created an art festival focusing on women, specifically BIPOC women. So this is the 50th anniversary. So I have work at City Hall that will be on view until April 12th. So there's a few more days to go see it. Part of that festival, I also have work showing with the Center for Emerging Visual Artists at the Michener Art Museum, and that's in Doylestown, so that will still be up for First Friday. Right now I have an exhibition that I curated at Philadelphia Magic Gardens. We don't have a First Friday event, but Friday we're open from 11 to 6, so you can still come by during the day to see the work.
Nice. All right, that's Chelsea Lester, Philadelphia-based curator, educator, and visual artist. Thank you so much for all these recommendations and for joining me on CityCast Philly.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And if you're looking for more recommendations for First Friday, be sure to follow the Instagram page, Philly First Friday. They post a lot of events of Philly's creative scene. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. Aren't you excited about First Fridays? If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly, to learn more about what else Philly's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Friday News Roundup. Bye.